please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
This is platinum. This is the class.
We're talking Ferris wheels.
You've got a sassy walk.
Right. Hang on.
Put a collar on for the Lord.
Was there talk of going full Phantom?
I doubt it.
I am also laughing at that.
Everybody gave Daddy what he needed. Mad at all.
Live on tape. It's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
There we go. Thank you so much, Matt Belknap. We welcome everybody in, whether you're listening to us again via the live stream or if you're listening to us Sunday night when this thing drops. We appreciate your patronage and your support of this program. Here we are in the platinum, so that means that you guys are exclusive. And we do appreciate that. And there is a movement in the room that the audio listener is not aware of, but I have to make you aware of everything that's going on because, God forbid, I let anything go by unnoticed. 36N is the episode number. And as again, as we discussed in the last episode, we're recording this after the Christine Kimmel episode, 3614, as I am heading to Texas and Salt Lake City this week to do stand-up comedy. And I'm gonna guess the meet and greets will be a little quicker on this trip. that's my takeaway.
Maybe everyone in Texas is just like chill. They're like, hey, I'll just show up and watch some comedy.
All right, now do a southern accent.
Well, now here's the thing.
I don't know
what the accent is in Texas. I just know it's a general southern accent.
Yeah, you know what? That's you nail it. You got it. Here, I'll do my former roommate Kurt. Here's my former roommate Kurt.
You okay.
Ready? This is Kurt, who lives in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
I've not seen Kurt in years. Don't know if he's going to show up to the show this week. But we lived together when we were roommates in Pasadena, California, mm-hmm. in 1986-87.
Okay.
Come on, Jim. There it is. That's Kurt. Mm-hmm. Come on, Jim. That's what he would say on a regular basis, whether it was to say, come on, let's go have some fun, or he was not happy with what I was saying.
Yeah, like. Yeah. Like,
come on, Jim. Yeah. Come on. Come on, Jim. Oh, Jim. Yes, there was another phrase that he would also say. I forget. There was a, but it was mostly that. Come on. Come on, Jim. Nice guy. Kurt.
Kurt. Kurt Schilling?
Kirk. Kirk.
Oh, Kirk.
Kirk. I said Kurt, but I meant Kirk Miller was his name. Kirk.
Kirk Miller.
Kirk Miller.
Does he still act to this day?
I believe he does local theater in Austin, I believe is what he does. So I believe he's still pursuing his dream and having fun. And and we wish him luck, as I do all former graduates of the AADA. Which, by the way, when I talked to you on Monday, when I were back in this room doing a show, mm-hmm. I may or may not have just attended the American Academy of Dramatic Arts West Coast Farewell Party.
Oh, wow.
There is, they're shutting down this campus,
mm-hmm.
and they're having a farewell party. And I may go.
Yeah.
I may go. I was talking to a friend of the show, Chelsea Crisp, about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Chelsea is a graduate, as is Zimzam, Constance Zimmer.
Yeah.
And Chelsea and I were talking about how we both want to go and at the same time feel that we're going to get there and it's going to be a lot of the more recent graduates that we'll all know each other and we'll end up, whether we're separate, or whether we run into each other or not, mm-hmm. that I'll be standing by the snacks going, I don't know why I came.
Yeah.
This is not nobody from the 80s came.
And it's going to be a lot of people looking around to see if Adam Scott or Paul Rudd are there.
That's it. That's it. Those are the two.
And I'm guessing they won't.
I'll answer that for you. I'll give you that. My guess is Chelsea will be the big name. That'll mm-hmm. be the...
what about Zimzam? Is she
or going? Zimzam. I don't know if Zimzam's going. They both graduated, I want to say, were they in the 90s?
I don't know.
Chelsea Crisp in the 90s?
I think Chelsea Crisp is one generation younger than Zimzam.
Maybe early 2000s.
So maybe Zimzam's 90s and Chelsea's in the early 2000s?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Of when they graduated the American
Academy. She was doing improv and sketch over at Acme when I was doing some improv there in the 2007s.
Chelsea was?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And, of course, we haven't seen Chelsea in a while.
Or Constance.
Or Constance, yeah. Haven't seen the Zim or the Zam.
apparently, she attended the Academy of Dramatic Arts from 2001 to 2003.
Chelsea did?
Yeah.
And what about Zimzam?
You just, any excuse to say Zimzam
yes,
one more time.
Yes, 100%.
I support it.
Yes.
When did Zimzam graduate? And,
I think, because I think Paul Rudd just went to the summer. I don't know if Paul Rudd went to the full curriculum. I think he did summer curriculum. That's not the word I want.
You almost said curric, which I was very surprised that was going to come out of your mouth.
Curric?
Curric, yeah. You know, like presh.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something Jimmy would say.
No, curric, no. Curric is something I would say.
Is it really? Because I thought that kind of shortening was more of a, you know, Gen Z kind of choice.
Well, then I was in early.
Okay.
There are some things that I shorten up, and then there are others that when I hear you shorten it up, not you, when I hear the young people do it, it's like, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Like pod.
I don't care for pod. You know that. You know I don't care for pod.
Yeah, but well, so that's where.
At the same time, it seems like the world has just accepted that's what we call these.
Yeah. Needed a shorter word.
Hey, going to have you on the pod. Oh, man. Now, one could argue you're casting a pod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but I still don't like it. I don't like when people say, and I will get emails. Hey, do you want to call? Hey, are you in the mood to cast some pod on my show this third? No.
They're trying to be fun, though.
They're trying to be fun.
I think we should remember also that if we're calling them pods, doesn't Apple get the chance to like sue us or something because it's based on it being an iPod? Isn't that where
that
came from?
No, it predates the iPod.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that whole lawsuit with that, right? Wasn't that guy?
Was there a lawsuit?
I don't know if the lawsuit, if it involved that, but it definitely took on that name separately from.
So maybe the iPod is off of that somehow?
I think it's just two concurrent things. I don't think Apple was thinking about podcasts, and I don't think the podcast, Adam Curry or whoever coined that. I don't think it was him, but it was whoever decided to call it that. It was just more about this is a unit of media that we're being, that we're.
So then we're wrong. It is a pod.
Podcast is a portmanteau of iPod and broadcast. The earliest use of podcasting was traced to the Guardian columnist and BBC journalist Ben Hammersley, who coined it in early February 2004 while writing an article for the Guardian newspaper.
Hmm. Well, there we have it. So, okay. So that predates us by 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, we've done a lot to open up the gates for podcasting. I do know that we did not come up with that name.
Sure, sure. That's fair.
That I'm not I'm not going to pretend that we called the podcast before anybody else.
But that also means that Apple did not. It was this dude.
Right.
Well, no,
but to combine the two.
But he was combining iPod.
iPods came out before 2004, so he was using.
And it's just,
I know, but
to me,
Apple didn't coin the term pod. That's right.
No. I didn't think that. I was just saying that if we started calling them pod, it's like, oh, you're saying iPod.
What about Zimzam at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts?
That's what we really want to know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I do not have a date. It's that she went after high school. So
we could probably refer back 54. To a previous episode of our own show to find that out.
Yeah, I would imagine.
We're not going to do that.
Maybe there's a since we're live.
Oh, look in the chat. If anyone in the chat remembers.
A Never Not Notes could be our friend here.
Sure, could be.
I
seem to remember that before they were called podcasts, people would say, because it's an RSS feed, so they would say either that or our feed.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, which didn't take. This is what we said early on, internet radio show. That was the easiest way to describe it to anybody.
Yeah.
I do an internet radio show, whereas now you go, I do a podcast. Oh, is when I hear back.
Well, and also before the RSS feed thing happened in the 90s, there was the real audio. There was that real player. People would stream audio that way.
Yep.
And that was what that got to, that lawsuit that you were referring
to. That
was part of that. Yeah. Or that might have been the reason why that guy failed that patent troll.
Because that was
that existing.
There was a patent for like sending cassette tapes out or something. That what they were using say that
that guy lost. That's all that matters.
Yep. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. It would have torpedoed. I mean, if we had been able to weather that, that actually would have been better for us in a way, because there would be fewer of them, because people wouldn't be able to afford to make one.
Right.
Maybe. But I think being more generous is probably the better choice here.
Mm-hmm.
I would say so.
I have the information, by the way.
We now have the information. You talking about Zimzam?
Yeah.
Is this from the chat?
No. Well, we may have said it, but no, for my own.
All right, what did you find out?
I got it. Yeah,
got it. Got it.
She went 88 and 89.
Oh, so she was right after me.
Right after you, yeah.
And my, I wonder if they were still talking about me.
My notes say,
and by the way, not in a good way.
What happened to that guy who was here for 1 year?
Don't be that prick.
Yeah.
The notes say they were both asked not to return.
Wait, what?
Oh, I didn't know that was true.
They were both asked not to return, is what the notes say.
Oh, in our...
In your respective...
In respective...
Yeah, that's... you know what? I think Constance has proven that...
They were wrong.
That they were wrong.
She's
and you know what? I'll say this. They were wrong about me, too. Like, they just... at that time, especially, they had it. They had a very narrow look at what an actor or actress would be. And it's a... these are the talents you need. And anything outside of that seemed just so foreign to them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure as time went on, like, by the time Chelsea was there, it might have been much different.
Yeah.
You know, where maybe comedy was welcome, or you know, comedy that wasn't Neil Simon was welcome.
Right.
I mean, it is dramatic arts, not just acting.
But God forbid you have fun.
Maybe some folks did. I do know that, and I stand by this. I don't think you need to have an entire semester of Shakespeare. I guess that's my point. It's like it was so. Acting requires you learn Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the 80s, and times are changing,
yeah.
And we didn't go to New York. We came here.
Right.
And the folks that came here, my guess is because they want to be in film and television,
mm-hmm.
and not so much the stage. And so maybe Shakespeare isn't a full semester, and maybe on camera is.
Right.
Like those, and I believe those are things that changed as it went on.
Right. So you could have maybe a semester of classics. And then you could take an elective of Shakespeare if you're going to do stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, but I mean, I don't know. I also find Shakespeare to be a bore. So I mean, it's I'm not the right guy to fight this.
It's not going to appeal to everybody, and it's certainly going to filter out people who you probably don't want to filter out. But for a long time, like all the great actors of the early days of film and television were all classically trained, and they all like learned that shit, and then they went off and did. You know, the day the earth stood still or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you're not
wrong. So it's like, it's not necessarily inherently a bad thing to learn those things. And then you, even if you're not going to use them, it's sort of, it's baked into your knowledge and understanding of it. But that also creates a situation where I think things are a lot, like, that's why sometimes acting in old movies seems very mannered and very rigid and like a little bit, not like it's just different. Like it's not bad necessarily, but it's less natural than modern acting. It's, certainly,
it is more acting.
Yeah,
acty.
He's like, wow, that guy is acting.
Yeah,
look at him act.
Look at him act. Look at him go. And it was probably welcome. Like look at how good he is at acting.
Yeah.
Whereas now, when you say that, you mean it in a much different way.
But then all the like Brando and all the like people who you know went the was it Lee
Strasberg
that whole. Movement of method is like and it flies in the face of that a little bit of like no it should be
Stanislavski
mm-hmm. Yeah, like that should be very you should be as natural as possible and live it.
You gotta live it. You gotta live it to be in it. There's no doubt about that. It's not a phrase in any way, shape or form. Anyway, I'll give you an update if I go.
Yeah, I think you should. I would be fun to hear.
Well, that's the I kind of want to go for the story.
Yeah,
but I also don't want to be sad and alone. Yeah. Standing there hoping Chelsea shows up.
Yeah,
you know. And And also, Chelsea shows up and has time to talk to me. That's the other thing. Like Chelsea might show up and they're like, oh, the famous person,
right?
You know, a successful, you know, and then somebody will go, well, yeah, but Jimmy Pardo is also here.
Yeah. We checked our records.
We made it clear. We did not want him to return.
We actually asked you not to come back.
Yeah. And I think the guy that initially, like was including me like on the alumni wall and all that. I think that guy had moved on years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. Maybe I'm still up on the alumni wall. I don't know. But there was a time where I was in the 25 that quote unquote made it from the West Coast. You know, we're not going to compete with Jenna Rollins, Jeremy. Are you kidding me?
Here's an example of the acting you learned there.
Speaking of acting, we went to see Mission Impossible yesterday, the most recent Tom Cruise film.
Yes, I'm familiar with him.
Did you see it?
I have not seen it yet. I do plan to see it. Actually, last night, Zoe was like, hey, maybe we should watch, because no one other than me saw the last one in my family. She was like, we were sitting down to watch a movie, and she was like, maybe we should watch the last one so that we can now see this one that's out, and that was vetoed.
Seems like that might be necessary.
No, I believe our boy Garen told us last week that it's not necessary.
Oh, okay.
And I'll echo that. Okay. They do a real good job of holding your hand through what happened last time.
Okay. Yeah.
But the reason I bring it up now is not to review said movie or to let you know my thoughts or the family's thoughts on it, but there's an actor in there that we've all seen a million times. His name is Shea Whigham. And if Garen, if you pull up a photograph of him, you guys will all go, oh, yes, I've seen this guy in 4 million movies. Hmm. He always plays the same sort of military/cop character.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
He is always great. But here's the reason I bring it up. And it kind of ties in with the reason with like the American Academy of Dramatic Arts of, you know, the people that I went to school with were very theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So here's this guy.
Oh yeah.
He's great.
He's the
he was on some show,
and is he with the federal government trying to go after Ethan Hunt?
I do remember him from the last Mission Impossible, but I swear he was also on some TV show.
Oh, he was
almost
on,
certainly.
I just saw it. What's the one with Steve Buscemi? Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, okay.
He's also in True Detective.
Yes,
that's what I was
Fargo.
Thinking. Didn't watch that.
He's great in everything.
Yeah.
But what I said as we were driving home is, was he in high school theater? Because he doesn't have a high school theater vibe at all. When you think of high school theater, there is a very specific dude you think of. Mm-hmm. And you don't think of this guy.
Right.
So, like, what was this guy's story? Like, was this guy, like Dennis Farina, was he a cop? And somebody said, right. Yeah, you know what you should do? You should act. And then he did it, and he's good at it.
Right.
Or was he doing Bye Bye Birdie?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
he loved it, and it just so happens that he also looks like a grizzled detective.
Yeah. I mean, he just...
even in high school probably looked like
that. He has a look, and he's got a voice. Like,
yeah. He's got a square jaw.
But I always feel... he's one of those guys. I feel like I'm in good hands when I see him in a movie. Like, I know he's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He transferred to State University of New York, where he was part of a small acting program with only 31 students.
Wow.
And a graduating class of 8 seniors.
Oh.
He co-founded the theater troupe, the Rorschach Group, with college roommate Kirk Acevedo.
Oh, he did the thing with Acevedo.
Oh, well, sure.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Know who Kirk, he was in Oz.
That sounds familiar.
He was in Band of Brothers.
Well, you know what that means to me, Garen, what you just told me, in a graduating class of 8, is that they started that together and told 6 other people to go fuck themselves. there's only 8 of us, guys. Yeah, we're moving on.
Did it say which campus of SUNY?
Purchase. Oh, okay. Purchase, New York.
Because Andy Kindler went to SUNY Binghamton?
Couldn't tell you that.
Here's what my takeaway from that is that that other guy sounds like he's just like this guy, like the same kind of acting roles. And I wonder if we knew all 8 of those names, are they all
doing
this
that
guy?
Stuff?
Are
yeah.
Well, pull up Kurt Acevedo. Pull up his photograph so that I can, I know who we're talking about.
Because that name is vaguely familiar to me.
So funny. One of the DC shows, I think. Hold on. I got to get back to this part.
I bet Elliot will know him then. It's a good chance.
You may know him.
Yeah, we probably trade emails, and I just didn't realize it.
There was somebody at my my father-in-law had a little get-together at his home over the weekend, and a writer, a female writer, her husband is off shooting something for Marvel.
Okay.
He is an actor who, I cannot pull his name right now for $1 million, but he is also a guy that if we pull up his photograph, you would go, oh my God, yes, I've seen that guy a million times. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I talked to his wife at a party.
Cool.
That's my
celebrity sighting. Working actor's wife sighting.
We have a lot of friends in common because this guy was at Second City in Chicago at the same time that I was doing stand-up comedy. Oh, yeah, we know that guy.
Oh, yeah.
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 He's been in a lot of your sci-fi and sort of zombie series.
And you're right. He, too, is just a brooding, intense man.
Yeah. And you see him on screen and you're like, yeah, this is going to be fine.
It's the Rorschach group, man. That's that's what they do in that group. They do nothing but...
They look like they would be going after the same roles.
Yeah.
They're like different versions of the same kind of cop type guy.
Although this guy could be a mobster too.
Yeah, this guy could mob
more on the other side of a.
I gotta be honest. I gotta pick one of them. I'm picking Shea Whigham. If I got to, if you're asking me, push comes to shove, which one of the two guys in the Rorschach group do I like best?
I think like I'm Shea with Rick. You. I don't really know if I've seen this guy in anything. I mean, he doesn't sort of rings a bell, but
he does a lot of Sci-Fi Channel stuff.
I'll say this:
right.
Shea Whigham change that name. That's that's holding you back, bro.
Your brother, the chief, is
he's working nonstop.
Yeah, but
He does not look like a Shea Whigham. No, I'll tell you that.
First of all, that sounds like a woman. And secondly, Whigham, I just think of the police chief on The Simpsons, and that's not a good association.
Yeah, you don't want that. Although, again, he's doing just fine.
Yeah.
Shea's doing just fine. We wish him a lot of luck, as we do all successful working actors. There was a... I have a fun celebrity sighting at the Mission Impossible.
Oh, boy.
A fun celebrity sighting.
Yeah,
you got that one that we're supposed to remind
somebody
you of.
Somebody emailed me a celebrity sighting. Yeah. Messaged me a celebrity sighting the other day.
This one won't take long because it's stupid.
Okay. Is someone you know?
No, I've never seen this. Never seen them before in my life.
Okay.
So are they a celebrity or are they just a guy you saw in the line for popcorn?
I would say this is a... This is a movie poster name.
A name above the title?
Could be.
Is it Tom Cruise?
No, God. I would still be floating on a cloud if it was him.
Am I supposed to do this?
No. Okay. Don't do anything. This will end quick.
Why do you think we're going to get it so quick? It seems like...
It's because I'm not going to let it go long.
Okay.
Because it's that fucking dumb.
Is it Mickey Mouse? Is it a mascot of some court?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It is a mascot.
Uh-huh.
Did you see Stitch?
Saw Stitch. Yeah. Stitch, by the way, and I'm not going to lie to you, I'm a grown man. Stitch was being radio controlled not a full size Jeep, certainly, but not a toy Jeep.
Yeah.
Kind of an in between size Jeep.
Yeah, yeah.
And Stitch was behind the wheel of it.
Oh, I think that's in the trailer, too. Yeah. He's driving around one of those cars that you see at Toys R Us with a kid that buys a Jeep.
So he's in that.
Love it.
He was zipping around the movie theater. And I went out to go to the bathroom, and Stitch came at me. I got a little charge on it.
That's exciting.
Hey, look at there, Stitch.
That is exciting.
Hey, Stitch is off for a ride. And I tell you, and this was the best part of it. You know, this is the kids were going nuts.
Yeah.
They couldn't believe Stitch was out in the lobby.
I got to be honest. I'm a little bummed that my kids are too old to give a shit about that movie because I would see it.
You would?
Yeah. I remember liking I only saw the original once, but I remember liking it. And I don't know. Like, I guess I've gotten, I'm getting nostalgic for like the time in my life when I would go see all those dumb kids movies, even though a lot of them sucked, but it was just fun to take kids to a movie and they didn't fight you on it. It was just like, hey, we're doing this, and then you do it, and then they get a kick out of it because it's for them, and I could sort of vicariously enjoy it if it's at all good. I don't know. We were at a soccer tournament for Charlie over the weekend, and there was a bunch of time in between two games, and so some people went to see it, and I was like, I don't think we have time to see it and get back, but apparently we did because it was only like two other families, but they went because they had younger kids and they liked it. So I don't know. I think it's maybe decent.
I don't know.
You gonna see it, Garen?
I don't know. I don't think I've seen any of those live action remakes, to be honest.
I've seen such a weird scatter show. Like I know Beauty and the Beast was, everyone saw it. I didn't see it. Cinderella, everyone saw it.
I didn't see that.
I did see Dumbo for some reason.
I liked Dumbo. See that. I wanted to see that one. Actually.
It was all right. It's
a Tim Burton movie that I liked.
Yeah, and it's not like I don't hold the original in such high esteem that I'm like, it doesn't.
Right.
I don't have any.
You know why? You're not 75 years old.
Nah. Right. Also, I think I did see it as a kid, and all it did was scare me. Like I didn't take anything from it other than being scared by it. But yeah, it was, it's not great, but it was fine. I'm trying to think. I didn't see Little Mermaid.
I saw the Dalmatians one, but not the original.
What's Cruella?
Cruella. I saw that.
That was good.
That was like a prequel. Yeah. Right?
What about Aladdin?
I saw that.
Aladdin. Did I see Aladdin?
I don't know, Garen.
Lion King.
Hang on. Let me see if I
saw The Lion King.
Let me go to my movies Garen scene list that I can't.
I mean, the thing is that I've taken the attitude, you know, we complain a lot about people complaining. And I've taken the attitude of, I liked those movies, those animated movies when I was a kid. I don't need to do anything that's going to make it so that I have to have an angry thought about changing it. It's the reason why I didn't watch the Johnny Depp Wonka movie.
Yeah.
It's
right. Yeah, you can just choose to not see those things if you know that's like not really going to be.
I love the one I saw. And while it might be something interesting, I don't want to taint that.
Which is why, to go back, I'm going to say two things to that. First of all, we complain about people complaining on here because we're doing it for comedy.
Sure, of course.
We
need to talk about something.
That's part of morning radio. It's part of being a radio personality.
Of course, of course.
Or an internet radio personality.
Sure. What about a pod-sonality?
A pod-sonality?
We can coin that if you like.
Right, I'm going to go kill myself now. See you guys later.
That's really the only out on this. They're remaking Midnight Run, and I don't want to see that.
You don't need to.
It's flawed.
Who's in that?
We looked it up. Who is it? It's
It sounded like it was an okay casting, but still, why? I think for me, I come at it from a different perspective. I mean, I said that we complain about people complaining, but the reality is there are people who get mad about a change in a video game or whatever, and it's like you can still play your old game, although that's with the online stuff that's increasingly not true. But don't do it.
Sure.
Just do a different thing.
What was the movie? And I stopped listening to you.
Sure, that's
because I started thinking about my own thoughts.
Talk about
We just learned that Miles Teller. Oh, Officer Gentleman.
Oh, yeah.
We're
right.
Making that with Miles Teller. But Ed, who's Midnight Run with, Garen?
As of 2021, it was Regina Hall and Robert De Niro.
What?
But I don't see anything since then.
Midnight Run.
Is it a sequel?
Maybe that is. Maybe somebody realized we don't need to do that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I thought I just saw something on this, and apparently I'm wrong. And I'm happy to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a good movie. A lot of good movies. I mean, you know.
To people who have the ability to make movies, but you can't take a risk, remake the bad ones.
Yeah. It's except
or the ones that were considered bad. Like, yeah. You know what just missed? This.
Yeah.
And then remake that.
Yeah.
I can't think of one. I always had a go-to for that. Like, there was a go-to movie that I would say, this movie should have been good. It wasn't. Remake that. Don't remake Mary Poppins.
All right. So my one of those is Damnation Alley, because in theory, this is a good movie. In practice, there's a lot of good actors in it. They weren't directed well. The sets and everything were actually pretty good, but the story falls apart.
Yeah.
But it's a post-apocalyptic military vehicle that can do all sorts of crazy stuff, and they're going through this post-apocalyptic world dealing with some bullshit.
So it's Mad Max.
It basically was Mad Max before Mad Max, yeah. Oh.
Here's mine. I just thought of it. I want to start before I get it out loud. Halloween 3.
Oh, right.
Halloween 3. Yeah.
Season of the Witch.
Is great.
Yeah.
And it's campy, and it's low budget, and it gets mocked for that. Mm-hmm. But if you were to come back now, don't remake the first one. The first one was great.
Mm-hmm.
Remake the Season of the Witch.
Or the thing that you've said, which I assume is common knowledge in Halloween aficionado-dom.
Garen may know more than me. He's got the socks.
Sure. But you had said it's supposed to have been an anthology. That's the reason why they made that movie that way. Do that. Do some other stories that are somehow tangentially related to Halloween.
What about that, Garen? Why can't you get on board with that?
Hey, there you go. Why don't you write one?
Why don't you do something?
Tell John Carpenter to fucking call me and I'll do it.
Well,
door's open.
You run into him more than I do.
That one time you saw his
Remember
car.
That time you saw him?
Yeah, it turns out I don't think that was him.
Oh, no.
Yes, we might need to go back and retroactively remove that.
Oh, we got a non-celebrity. Why do you think that's not a celebrity study?
I feel like somebody told me that he doesn't even drive.
Oh, that's
so
a bummer.
Maybe he doesn't have this really flashy purple
Shut
Corvette.
You down.
That's a bummer.
Come on. Couldn't they just let you have it? Like, why do they have to rain on your parade?
Again, that is why I was so thrilled that we found that photograph of Jamie Lee Curtis taking that selfie. Because I had that fear. Like, I'm so certain it's her, but I would get an email, asshole, she's on Broadway right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, no. Garen, you say a fan sent in a celebrity sighting?
Yeah.
So
how is this supposed to
work? What does that mean?
So I'll read you the preamble, and I'll stop before it reveals.
Okay. But here's the problem with this. I don't want this to become a trend.
Well, not only that, but we can't ask them. I mean, we can ask Garen questions.
Garen will have to read the answer, and then we play.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I have all the information.
Of course you do.
All right, yeah.
It's all on my task. Task right here.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Garen, big fan of you and NNF. I just had a celebrity sighting, I'm pretty sure. Okay. I'm in LA for work from New Jersey and ran into a blank. And that's where I will stop because I don't want to give too many details. They went to a store. That's what I'll tell you.
Is it the Apple store?
No.
Did they say what kind of store?
I know exactly what store it is.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
J. Crew?
No.
Does the store have any bearing on who?
Oh, this happened last Thursday.
Last Thursday.
That's a week ago.
So pre-AMAs. Is that your clue?
Pre-AMAs, yes. God, did you watch those?
No.
Yes.
Oh, I watched the end of it and it was like, No, where are the celebrities? There's nobody here. There, James Charles. Why are you focusing on James fucking Charles?
There has to be a story behind it because it aired live on the West Coast. So it started at 5 and then it ended at 7. And there were like 90% of the awards they gave away were not aired. And so it was like, did you mean to go another hour? But you realize since nobody was there, they kept showing videos of people accepting. They're like, oh, they're not here. Here's Eminem on tape saying thank you. Mm. And so I think maybe at a certain point, they're just pull the plug.
Like, was Taylor there?
No.
Because she's been sort of teasing.
Everyone thought that Reputation was going to come out and she was going to announce it there. But if she got wind of what a fucking train wreck that show is, she probably would have just jumped in her car.
I think that might have happened.
Get the fuck out of here. Nikki Glaser is the most famous person in the audience.
She was the only person.
They kept cutting to her because she was the only one there. It was crazy.
Wow. Conan O'Brien win podcast
I don't know.
I didn't even know if they did that. I saw Rod Stewart get his award and do his performance and announce his 80 City tour, and he couldn't even get through that performance.
Really?
Yeah, he was winded through it.
He had to point to some women tap dancing in the middle of it. It's so crazy.
Well, here's my breath. Maybe you don't pick Memorial Day.
It was terrible.
To air an award show when Memorial Day is notoriously a barbecue holiday.
Yeah,
sure. You're out of doors. That's the whole point.
So nobody's going to watch
it. It's kind of the start of summer.
And a lot of people aren't going to go. And then maybe traffic, probably too.
The AMAs used to have a point, which is that in the 80s, when I was a kid, the Grammys seemed very out of touch.
Yes.
It was always like Bonnie Raitt and Bob Dylan. I was like, I don't give a fuck about these people. Where are the people I like? And so Dick Clark was like, what if we start our own award show and give awards to New Kids on the Block and Paula Abdul?
Yeah.
And they did it, and I watched it. But then simultaneously, you know, MTV already had their own thing, and then that just kept getting bigger, and then they had spinoffs of it, like the movie awards and all these other things. And so I don't know. The AMA is, and then I think eventually, maybe I've gotten older, so maybe my perspective has also changed, but the Grammys are a little less out of touch maybe now. They're still pretty out of touch, but like they're slightly cooler. Like they'll book people to perform even if they have no, they're not going to give them an award necessarily, but they'll still have someone come out like, you know, Travis Scott, who I don't care for, but like young people like Travis Scott, he came out and performed. But the AMAs apparently have been gone. They've been off for 3 years.
Like, I did not know that.
Yeah, I don't think they had done one since.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
I stopped watching.
Yeah, nobody realized it.
Right, exactly.
They were a big deal when I was a kid. Like, yes. I remember being excited when the AMAs were coming on. And then at one point, I realized they stopped performing live.
It was all tape.
It was all. They were all lip syncing. Like,
which is what happened last night, too. Like, the J-Lo and Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton were the only ones. And then, I guess, Rod Stewart. I don't know if he was.
Gwen Stefani wasn't even in the room. That was all video. She wasn't there.
Oh, really?
There's a TikTok right now where someone's in the audience filming it. It's just a screen.
Oh, geez.
She's not even there.
I was also not in the room. I was in another room. Elise was watching it, and I heard Holla Back Girl, and I was like, oh, okay. But,
is that her new single?
But that was very telling. It was like you got Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, who are probably now more famous for judging a fucking reality show than being performers. But anyway, the other thing about the AMA is I thought that my memory as a kid was that it would come before the Grammys and all the other award shows. And it was like, okay, like it was in the winter. So it was like, this was a time of year where you'd be like, yeah, let's watch the AMAs. But yeah, no one wants to watch it. Fucking Memorial Day.
You don't want to watch a Memorial Day. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that right now, Garen. It ain't gonna fly.
All right,
I believe Blake Shelton has a new album out, right? Does he not have a new album out? The great Blake Shelton.
Well, of course, Gwen Stefani's got a new prayer app that she's promoting. So where are we still guessing this?
All right.
So
is it an actor?
Is it a Container Store? Is that why it's exciting?
No,
did they see
the
Irma?
That would be amazing.
This person is not generally known as an actor, but they have acted.
So a singer.
They are not a singer.
An athlete.
They're definitely not an
comedian.
Athlete. They think they're funny, but they're not a comedian.
How about a host of a program of some sort?
A sports host?
No.
A podcast host?
They appear on podcasts.
They appear on podcasts.
Yeah. Is it a
host? Is a very, 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 very.
But you're
very
saying this person is not funny.
I'm not. I'm saying they're not a comedian.
They don't.
But they think
they're
funny.
They don't perform in comedy clubs and get paid to perform comedy.
Has that person been on this show?
Yes.
Oh. They've been on this show, and you just fired
many
shots.
Many times. I'm firing shots at this person.
They've been on this show many times.
Was it me?
It was not you.
Was it Garen?
It was me.
Where did they see you, Garen?
It was at the 7-Eleven when we were recording two shows. I went to get our drinks, and they saw me there. And then they DM'd me about it. I was like, you should have said something.
Oh, they should have said something.
It was very funny. I'll read you the rest of it.
All right, give us the whole shot.
Ran into 7-Eleven, and I just saw you there, I'm pretty sure. It completely stopped me in my tracks, so I was too frazzled to say hi, but wanted to use this opportunity to say, you all are great, and the show means a ton to me, and happy birthday.
Nice. And who is that?
Alan Simon.
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
At least that's his Instagram name.
I will tell you that yesterday at the movie theater, the Cinemark that we go to, coming out of the Lilo and Stitch in XD, we did not see Mr. Potts XD. It was not starting at the time that we were
able to go. Did you want to?
Oliver did.
That seems like a movie where it might actually make sense to do.
I don't think that makes sense at all for movies, to be honest.
XD is
shaking chairs.
Oh, no. This was just the XD for Cinemark is just the big.
It's like an IMAX.
It's IMAX. That's their big.
I was thinking, yes.
What's
yes.
that other 40, thing called?
40X. D-box. 40X. Oh, yeah.
D-box.
Yeah. I'm with you. Never need that. That's a nightmare.
No. theme park ride. So,
walking out of Lilo and Stitch, as we were walking, a guy opens up the door, and I swear to God, I thought it was Garen. And I'm not even like, whoa. Like for 1 second, I literally was going to go, hey! As soon as I turned to Oliver and I said, hey, what's Garen's cousin have to say about it? And he goes, Dad, I thought it was Garen. So like he too thought it was Garen.
So it's another doppelgaren.
We've been saying there's a lot of
this
Garens
guy
in the world.
Looks like it could be, like if Garen would have said, oh yeah, my brother was in town, he went to see that movie, I would have gone, yeah, I saw him.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
It was crazy.
You're saying this guy didn't really see me.
That's what I'm saying.
By the way, we haven't seen that other doppelgaren that was in the building again.
That guy's been fired.
I think he took him back and killed him. I think he was had a meeting over across the hall, and that was probably it. That was the end of it.
Yeah.
I see, when you were doing that thing, Garen, I didn't know where that was going, but I was going to say, I had a reverse celebrity sighting where I was spotted by a fan who we know. And so if you want to guess, if you want to do a reverse.
I don't.
Chris Grace?
I got to guess the listener?
Yeah, exactly. Can't be that. There's only a few options in terms of like.
Patrick.
This guy?
I don't think the person has been on the show.
Oh, wait. The person who.
They have not been on the show, no.
No, this is a.
It's a
no,
fan.
No, no. This guy.
Oh, the guy who did that.
Josh Tabak.
No,
Josh
Tabak. Not Josh Tabak.
All right. Is this guy an artist? Has this person done art for us?
If you expand the use of the word art, yes, he has.
So like a musical thing, perhaps?
No.
Is it a gentleman?
Yes.
Is it like stickers or?
No.
What a weird fucking game we're playing.
Is this better or worse than my guy
better.
I thought was a dead guy?
I got to be honest. It's better. Because at least it involves us.
You're going to love the payoff.
Is it the guy who did like the skateboard and the guitars?
No.
Tim Quick?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Who's local?
Yeah, so
that's the question.
So it is somebody local?
Yes.
By the way, I owe Tim Quick, and I owe a lot of people emails. Tim Quick sent me a nice email. Remember what I was saying recently? I was talking about whatever happened to Vince Velof.
Yeah.
Tim Quick sent me a nice email. He knows a family member or something like that, so he knows.
Oh, okay.
And Vince has basically left the business. He's apparently living, he's happy.
Great.
And that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. That's all that matters, that one is happy.
Think about if you took a class, like, what other types of artistic expression are there in the world? There's music. Well, there's
you mentioned Karate Guy in the last episode.
Karate Guy is obviously an art form.
Did we establish that this is a male?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not our detective bass playing teacher. What's her name?
Lee Isn't Quick.
Lee teaches bass and guitar. You're thinking of oh my god,
not Rachel.
No, the woman that helps us with Parcastathon.
Is that true?
Oh, Stephanie?
Steph.
That's not. She's not a. Who's the private detective, though, that somebody took online
well,
car courses?
Here. She came in, didn't
she? And she did. Can she?
And that's the person that John Ross Bowie and I went to see Into the Woods with.
Oh, yeah. She won that auction.
But I couldn't tell you that woman's name.
I'm sorry. We used to know it. It used to be.
You put us in a really awkward spot, Elliot, making us look like assholes.
Yeah. Why'd you do that, dude?
I figured you know everybody's name.
I pulled Steph, so I'm the winner here, even though that's not the right person.
All right. So wait. So this person doesn't do art.
Not drawing or painting, but they've
sculpture.
They've done something for us.
No? I had a guess.
No. Yeah.
This person is in the chat room right now.
Oh.
If it's him, and I saw him say it was him, but I don't know if he's being
Oh, who is it?
Siri. Jeff.
Yeah.
Oh.
Howell.
Jeff yeah. Howell.
Jeff Howell.
That doesn't count.
It does.
You can't include your neighbor.
Jeffrey Jetmouth. I saw him at Chipotle.
Good heavens.
He had just been to Kendrick. I think he went to the first night or whatever.
How did his hair look?
Great. Always looks great.
Asshole. That beautiful head of hair.
Yeah.
Our listener, all of our... I think our listeners collectively have the best heads of hair of any podcast listeners out there.
Some nice hair out there.
There's a lot, and a lot of, like in Jeff's case, there's a lot of gentlemen with salt and pepper.
Yeah.
A lot of...
There's that guy that's always on Zoom.
Jeff Williams.
Yeah, Jeff Williams. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous head of hair. The girls all have nice heads of hair. Right? Everybody's got heads of hair. By the way, I appreciate you guys. I've been here now several hours. Nobody's mentioned this thing on my fucking nose.
What thing on your nose?
Is it that? Is it that? To me, I feel like Rudolph.
No.
But for you guys...
Up on the bridge up here?
There's yeah.
Something on the... it just looks like you were wearing glasses and took them off.
Ah, okay. Well, that's good to know because I had... I went dermatologist.
Yeah.
And they had to freeze something off.
Yeah.
And I was told it would scab and it is not there yet.
I got breaking news. I think the AC kicked in.
Yeah, I think it did too.
It is much cooler in here. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. It's all the way down to 77.
Yeah.
But even just like, it's almost like less about what the actual reading is and more about if there's cool air blowing, it helps so much.
Sure.
Well, just the movement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. So there you have it.
So instead of watching Mission Impossible by Possible.
Yeah, how you doing?
Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
I'm Holly Hunter. What? I'm watching Mission Impossible.
I was going to say Sean Connery. Connery? What's his name?
Sean Connery.
What did I say? I said that.
Yeah.
But man, it sounded wrong to me.
You said Sean Connery. You were trying to do his
No,
voice.
I was not.
Right.
I
it sounded
you,
like you were.
I could tell you I wasn't.
But it sounded like
So what did you do?
We ended up watching Bridesmaids, which I don't think I had seen since it came out. Gazoe had never seen it.
And?
Still funny. I mean, like, I remembered it being funnier because it was one of those movies, like, when you saw it in the theater, it was like you couldn't hear the movie. People were laughing so loud.
Is it one of those things, Matt, where you say you remember being funnier, but it's because you're not shocked because you know what's coming?
You know what's coming. Yes. You know Maya Rudolph's going to take a shit in the middle of the street. And that was very funny when you saw it the first time. And also, I think... I don't know. Comedy moves on, and it's like the surprise of that. Not only do we know it's going to happen, but it's also like Zoe didn't react to it the way we reacted to it because it's like there's been a lot of that kind of stuff since then.
Yeah,
like Judd Apatow alone, who produced that movie, has been responsible for hours and hours of comedy that does that kind of thing, and so it's not as like unexpected as it used to be.
Yeah, I
but they're still great performances, and
but it's a bummer that Zoe did not respond that way to it.
She laughed at other things, like so earlier in that same scene when Melissa McCarthy jumps up on the sink, she still laughed at that, which is very funny.
It's really funny.
Yeah, and it's also very it's funny, but simultaneously then Ellie Kemper comes in and throws up on what's her name, our friend from the Goldbergs,
Wendy
McLennan Covey's head on the back of her hair. Like she's already throwing up into the
right.
And
yeah,
Ellie
yeah, yeah.
throws up on the back of her hair. And that's just gross. Like, it's funny, but it's gross. It's also weird that like, I kept going like every person who has three or less lines in this movie I've met before.
Oh, that's funny.
And like, and also like John's in it and John's very funny in it, but like there's all these little parts like Wendy, and then even going down the line to like even smaller, like Mitch Silpa's in it. Like he's a flight attendant.
Yes, yeah,
he's
good.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Yes. And, yeah. So it's just kind of fun to see that this little snapshot of like the comedy of, you know, the comedy world and where we intersected with it at that moment.
Well, speaking of Mitch, Mitch does that thing. What is it? A couple of queens catch up for a minute. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yes. With two queens with only a minute to catch up.
That's
something.
It. With Drew Drogi. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Who did an episode of How to Survive. And I would recommend you listen to that episode.
Okay.
Very funny episode.
They're both. So
they're
funny.
All good. They're all good.
Yeah.
But
wait, has Mitch been on How to Survive?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I must have listened to it. I can't remember though.
Yeah, that was a.
He was in early.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it made me realize, like, it's been too long. Mitch has to come back here. He's so great.
We love Mitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's really funny. I mean, he's kind of has to be it's like a straight man role kind of.
What's his last name?
Mitch Silpa?
Yeah.
Connery.
Doesn't sound right.
I thought you meant the character. I was like, I don't know the character's last
What's
name.
What's the character's name that he played in Bridesmaids?
Tony?
If you don't know.
No, there is a joke about it because basically Kristen Wiig is scared of flying. So Rose Byrne gives her some pill and it's not working. So then she gives her like some scotch or some crazy hard liquor. She's like, this will just help it along a little bit. And then she just gets totally whacked out and is like running around the airplane. And Mitch's character's name is Steve. And she's like, okay, Stove, I'm going. And he's like, it's clearly Steve. He's like, whatever, Stove.
Isn't that great? Mitch, really supper delivery.
Yeah.
We'll wish him luck as we do all groundlings. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, great stuff, guys. Good going today. You did it. Do we take a break?
Sure.
Yeah. All right, let's do that now, though. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll go around the horn. Matt's got the con.
Yeah. And we can have the chat make some guesses, too.
Horror and sci-fi that begin with N. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we could have the chat weigh in, right, since they're already weighing in. So the guy was – yeah. Oh, Jeff's in the chat. Jeff.
Yes.
Jeff Dowdy's taking time away from talking to type.
He's talking with his fingers.
Finger talk.
Let the finger do it. Yellow Pages style.
Sure. He's probably saying what he's typing out loud, though, I assume.
How often do you do that? Do you, when you're typing like a letter to somebody, do you
to whom it may concern?
You do that? You don't notice I turn my mic off every time I type?
No. I will be back.
Hey, gang, Matt here with some dates for you. Check out Never Not Funny on TikTok at Never Not Funny. We're also on YouTube at Never Not Funny, on Blue Sky, Instagram, Facebook at Never Not Funny, all those places. Check out our clips. Elliot does some good work over there formatting the videos for your phone so it looks nice on TikTok. And share them. That's the other thing, because it's funny little clips, and you can share them around and let other people enjoy the comedy that we make. It's really for that. I mean, you guys already listen to the show or watch the show, so you know it's good, but share it with people who don't know that. Let's see. Jimmy Pardo is going to be at Flappers in Burbank on June 7th in the Yoo-Hoo Room. On June 19th, he's at the Mic Drop in San Diego, California. And then June 20th, he's hosting Pop Cultured at the Ice House in Pasadena. Go to jimmypardo.com, click the shows link to get links to all those tickets and shows and all that good stuff. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the program. Now, Matt, you were hanging up at the phone or something?
Oh, just for any listener who doesn't know what form of art Jeffrey Jetmouth is responsible for, it's photography. He takes pictures at Parkastathon.
They may not also know who he is.
He's the guy that takes pictures at Parkastathon.
Ah, okay.
He's a Burbank resident.
Yeah. Tall fella?
Yeah, very tall, again, salt and pepper guy.
If you're listening to this on the live stream, you've probably seen him in a game night or something. Or maybe during during
good fizzle. Like
thank you very much.
Now is Jetmouth a family name? Is it
East Coast? Gary with this.
Am I crazy or did he give himself that nickname?
Of course he did. He's an asshole. He gave himself his own nickname. Yeah. He doesn't stop talking long enough to let you give him one. Speaking of, there's the Never Not Funny LPGA Fantasy Golf League, and there's a WhatsApp chat, and that's where people chat about it. So that because I generally don't watch the golf till late at night, so people that are watching it live, they chat about it. And last week it was some guy wrote, I would say in honor of Garen, but I think it's more mocking him. Hey, chat, the spreadsheet's now populated with the entrance for this weekend. Thanks, chat. Hey, chat, should I have a late dinner or a really late snack? Hey, thanks, chat. And these guys are all mocking you, dude. They're all coming at you.
My job is done.
It's let it go.
Go!
LPGA Golf!
They were in Mexico this week at the most beautiful looking resort. The ladies were playing. And it's a new...
Sucks.
It's a new tournament, so the big names were not there. It was so much so that I went... If my team of B-listers can't win this week, I'm doomed. And luckily, I won the week.
Oh, good.
The resort was like, I immediately looked it up like, this is gorgeous. I want to play here. And I looked up what it costs to stay there. And what you could get to your room one of two ways, either through the lobby and the hallways or via gondola on the waterways.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
So there's that beautifulness.
That's awesome.
And then the golf course was beautiful, and it's right near the Gulf of America, I think we're calling it. And anyway, it was gorgeous, and it is If I look correctly, I believe it's $3,000 a night.
Bug.
So we're going to go for 4 days.
Yeah, sure. Ooh, that makes sense.
Could you imagine dropping $12,000? I mean, I can't. I'm sure some people clearly do, and it means nothing to them. But
where is this again?
Mayakoba, basically near. It's near Cancun, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, it's in Mexico.
The Maya Riviera. I'm getting
same
all
reason. I thought you said they were in Arizona, and then I got so confused.
No, it's Mexico.
Yeah,
Mexico.
The Riviera Maya.
Riviera Maya.
Well, the south of Cancun, Mexico.
South of Cancun.
The rooms might be expensive, Jimmy, but just think about how inexpensive tacos are down there. So you really save money.
Save money on food.
Yeah,
overall.
It was just stunning.
I had a similar kind of experience because Max Miller is a YouTuber who does tasting history. It's all about food, history of food, and he's going to have some kind of a cruise. He's like, and so my viewers, you can get tickets. You can spend time with me. We'll go on a cruise. We're going to go to a couple different cities. And we're going to have some of the food that I talk about on the show.
Wow, that's cool.
It's like a 3 or 4 day cruise.
Is it in Europe?
In Europe,
or is
it's in Europe. In Europe. Okay. Can you imagine how much that
all right,
might
wait,
cost?
All right, so hang on. It's
three
a,
nights?
It's a three-night cruise.
I believe so.
And you got to fly yourself there. So this does not include travel. This includes getting on said boat and leaving boat.
Correct.
And it's in the Mediterranean that you're...
I believe it's either the Mediterranean or... I could look it up. It might be like...
The Aegean.
Yeah, or it could be like one of the rivers in Germany or France, somewhere in there, but it's something like that.
The Rhine. All right, for 3 nights...
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say $10,000.
I'm going to say $10,000.
It's $12,000, which... I mean, fair enough, it's a cruise, but like, I guess there's going to be some people, but it does feel like a large jump. Like, I didn't expect that I was going to go and do it, but I thought maybe 2,000 a night felt like.
Well, 2,000 a night seems 6,000 for the trip.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem that crazy.
Right. But it is still expensive.
It's still expensive. By the way, when I say it doesn't seem that crazy, I'm not doing it.
Right.
Because when it seems crazy.
But you think about, like, if you went to Europe and traveled around Europe for a few days, stayed in hotels. I mean, I guess you could do that cheaply, but it's like you're getting nice amenity. I don't know. Like, it's not that. It seems right. Like,
or think about the Disney cruise. You want to even right down here. Like right. That wasn't.
I don't remember how much it was, but it was not that. Obviously,
it had to be 1,000.
Well, what was the Star Wars Disney hotel?
That
thing?
Hotel that they had to shut down because
that was like 2,000 a night or whatever, right?
I think it was like 6,000.
Was it that much?
Something absurd.
It was absurd.
Makes no sense.
Did you hear about that, Jimmy?
No.
They built a whole hotel where, like, you once you go into it, you're in the world of Star Wars.
Was that
no, it was in Orlando, okay. I think. And it was so expensive and so shitty that they basically just shut it down in less than a year.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't. Everything that they did right about Galaxy's Edge, as far as like the way things were decorated and everything like that, they totally missed on this hotel thing.
It sounded like it was the double whammy of too expensive and then you're not getting anything for your money. Like, it seemed like the experience was underwhelming and it was too much money. So, like, if it was one of those two things, you'd be like, it was expensive, but they really did it right. Or, hey, it kind of sucked, but at least it was the same cost as going to a regular hotel. Right. It was neither of those.
Or like a nice hotel.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Did you ever do it? I know the answer for these two, but did you ever bring the kids to that Wolf Creek Lodge?
No.
That indoor water park?
I wanted to.
Me too, brother.
Yeah, it looks so cool.
Doesn't it?
But there's so many outdoor water parks around us that it just, there was never any need to do that, really. But I like the idea that it's not, like, if you go to a water park and it's really hot out, it's unpleasant until you get in the water. Mm. And if it's cold, you don't want to get in the water. So the fact that those are all indoor, that's appealing.
It also was limited. They limited how many people would
very
be there.
That is appealing.
Yeah. And if you stayed there, you got, like, special passes.
Yeah.
Like,
and then if they pee in the water, do you get thrown out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I think you had to stay there, right? Isn't that the premise?
Well, I think you could get a day pass to it, kind of like a theme park. Okay. But
I know Oliver so hates, like, it was never even up for discussion. Nah. He hated water parks.
Yeah.
Hated water. Although he did go on a roller coaster last weekend.
Oh, congratulations.
And he did not enjoy it.
Oh. Well, you know what?
His instincts were right.
Yeah.
I mean, but good for him. Try it.
Do you know which one was it?
I went surfing. He didn't like that.
It was down in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
He had a weekend getaway in San Diego with he and his friends. You know, he's a senior.
Yeah.
And, you know, while there is still school going on, they're done.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they went away for a few days down to San Diego, mm-hmm. and which gave us a little tease on what it's going to be like to be empty nesters, mm-hmm. and having him gone
yeah.
for. So that was weird.
Uh-huh.
But also it was weird. It was both. I loved it, and it made me sad when his friends, you know, they pulled up and. Is Ray Oliver? They're yelling for him to come out of the house, and they're already busting each other's balls, and they're doing everything they're all supposed to be doing.
Nice.
And then it was like, good for them. What a good group of friends. They're all having fun. They're laughing, and then they drive away, and I'm like, oh, he just drove away.
Just,
yeah. And so, but then they're going to Disneyland for grad night, and so him going on this roller coaster, I think, was a test run to see what he'll want to go on at Disneyland. And so
when he left, did you sit down and practice signing documents for
for the divorce?
Or you want to be that spontaneous?
I know it's coming, Garen, but I still want to be surprised by it.
Sure. You don't want to practice.
Yeah, I don't want to practice.
Gotcha.
Plus, I've been practicing my signature since fourth grade.
There you go.
You know, for when I star the new Hardy Boys TV show.
But just like with yours on stage, you're just going to improvise that signature. It's not going to be a pre-planned scripted thing.
I'm guessing it will not look as nice as mine. It'll be full of rage.
There might be some tears dripping onto it. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
It'll be, I think you know this, and we all know this, that there's a range of roller coaster experiences at Disneyland.
Oh, I know that, and you know that.
Yeah. Like Thunder Mountain is fun with no scarer. Like, it's so easy.
But if you're told, let's go on that, it's a roller coaster, and your last experience was at a pretty simple one in San Diego.
Oh, is that true?
You may not.
Well, that's okay. Oh, that's what I didn't know. Was the one in San Diego not, it was not like a crazy one?
There was no loopity loops.
Okay. So that doesn't always tell the story, though, because there's stuff at Knott's Berry Farm that is like rickety, and it's like that's to me scarier than one that goes upside down five times if it's like smooth.
I believe this one had some sketchiness to it.
Yeah, that's
sketchiness. He should go on a metal coaster if he's going to go on, give it another shot, because that's going to take that out of
there. You talk to him because he's not listening to his old man on this coaster.
There's one in Toontown.
Yeah, just go coaster.
Well, he went on that as a kid. And he loved it. Yeah. And we did it. And he was like, let's do it again. And we went out about five times in a row.
And it's a real coaster. It's small.
But then he wouldn't do anything more.
Yeah.
And then when we went back the next year, Elliot, he wouldn't do it again because he decided he didn't like roller coasters again.
So Irma doesn't like coasters. And she went on that and she liked it. But I was not able to convince her to go on your Space Mountain or your Big Thunder Mountain.
For anyone who hasn't been to Disneyland, Gadget's Go Coaster is for babies.
It is for babies, but it's surprisingly fast.
It is surprisingly fast, but it is for children.
Yeah.
It is in Toontown.
I still like going on, honestly, because it's like an easy, it's just like, it's so fast. It takes no time. It takes like a 20-second ride.
There's also not a long line.
There's usually not a long line, and it's I think it's kind of fun. Like, I've been on real baby coasters, and
it is not a real baby coaster.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It is an entry level. If you're not sure about roller coasters, this is the place to go.
That's fair. Yeah,
that goofy one in California Adventure.
The flying. Yeah, it's like it's something about flight school, like Goofy's Flight School or something.
No, that's that other. That's the flying thing, isn't it? Flying.
No, California? It's the thing that it's like it basically like takes a bunch of right turns.
Oh, right.
Or it's left turns.
It's the scariest ride at Disneyland.
It's fucked up, man.
Because
you're just in one little car. There's no before you or after. You're just on your own, and it takes these jerky turns that are just like jarring, and it's crazy because it looks like nothing. You just go on, and you're like, oh, this is also for babies, right? Like, also it's goofy, so you're like, this isn't serious. And then it's like, it's like, that's the one. Do not let him go on that one. Like, that's the
he'll
last
never
thing.
Want to
you
go
know
in
what?
A car again.
I'll let him if he's down there and they do that, and he gets and his friends talk him into it, and then he comes home and tells me, "Hey, it was a fucking nightmare." Then great. But I'm not going to give him any heads up. But I don't want him to be afraid to do anything.
Right? No, I get it. But I'm just saying, if you looked at that and you looked at the Incredicoaster, which is like the big one that used to be called California Screamin', you'd be like, "Oh, California Screamin'. That's the one that does a loop, and like it's the big coaster at California Adventure." You'd be like, "That's the scary one." That one is nothing. It's so smooth. It's fast, but it's just smooth. Like, there's nothing scary. It's just like, it's a nice ride.
I mean, if you like being on roller coasters, I agree with you.
Yeah.
It does have big drops, and the loop makes your stomach move around. But it's nothing compares to the Ferris wheel thing, which I believe Garen, you were there for. Is that correct?
Oh yeah,
yeah. You guys,
I was shrieking. California ones that the ones that move, like the
just
one
don't
where
do
it's
it.
Just stationary.
Yeah.
It's not, but it's this one,
that's the one thing I've never done. I've never done the.
Please,
I want.
If you
to.
Ever take any advice from me, Matthew Belknap,
don't do it.
Don't fucking do it.
I need to check it off my list.
It's what list?
My list of being. I've literally done every other ride in California Adventure.
But then you got to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you got to do it. But then, like Dramamine or something. I don't know. I didn't like it.
It's insane looking. I've never wanted to do it, and also the line is always weirdly long, and it's slow. It doesn't
do the Ferris wheel thing. It just goes board, 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 get off.
Yeah,
and those do not stop moving.
Yeah,
yeah,
and they feel like you're dropping every second. And that Goofy ride feels like you're getting thrown out of it. Like it's, I don't know
which
how
is worse,
tracks.
Darren, because I haven't done the Goofy
the
ride.
The Goofy one, I was fearing for my life. I thought it was going to flip over.
It does.
Every turn feels like you're going off the side of the thing.
It looks like an Erector set, and it looks like it's going to collapse or the thing's going to fly off the tracks at any second. Like it's
one of those the kind of roller coasters you used to see at carnivals.
Mm. Yeah,
the multi-level ones that just go in a thing and they go down between their little areas. But it just whips you, and it feels like the cart is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is actually. Maybe they have it so it does.
It has
tilt.
I don't
to it.
That would be
I
clever.
Know,
I don't think they took
the
it that far.
Shit out of me.
Yeah.
Want to hear something out of my open mic days, Garen? You ready for this?
Yeah.
I don't go to the roller coasters at a carnival because last time I went there, as I was walking up, I saw a mechanic walking away, going, "Now is it righty tighty or lefty loosey?" Right out of the open mic days.
There you go.
Because it's a carnival. You don't trust.
Did anyone, ever yell out, "It's both"?
For what he needed to be doing.
Oh, right. Gotcha. Yeah.
For what he had just fixed was the premise. I abridged it for time.
Gotcha.
Let's do this. No, wait, that's not first. I go first because you have the con.
That's right. I have the con.
It's the letter game, starting with the letter. The letter game. Hope my guess is better. You start with the letter.
Letter game. All right, now Matt, you have the con. The letter is N.
I think we're gonna have a winner, and everyone's locked in, right? So I can say safely that I believe we will have a winner today.
Well, I'm gonna give my answer. Which
I can't be locked in because I have to wait till they do their things.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, me saying I think there's gonna be a winner doesn't give anything away.
We're not a lot to choose from, and my answer will disappoint Garen Cockrell.
Oh,
I will go with Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay. I think it would respect you for picking
that. Is that the name of the movie?
It is A Nightmare on Elm Street, but I believe we allow the A's to drop off.
Sure. Yes, of course we do.
Fred Krueger.
Frederick R. Krueger.
He haunts your dreams, doesn't he?
Right. Oh, I get to be DJ Jimmy. Ready? Here we go.
As Jimmy goes around the
Nice.
Look at that.
So, didn't we just hear the letter?
What?
We just heard this.
Yeah, but now it's time for him. All right, Garen, what's going on? What's happening in your life?
I have a roommate now.
Hey!
Congratulations.
Official move-in date is to be determined, but they're moving stuff in now, but then they have to go back home for a while, so I don't really quite know what's going on.
Is the friend of yours you were talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Not the guy that almost got pissed on.
No, I saw him put a post in one of the housing groups. Hey, I found this apartment in North Hollywood. It's a luxury. Does somebody want it? It's $3,000. Anyone want to split it with me? So I'm pretty sure that was the no that I was waiting for.
I thought you were going to say you saw him post somewhere. Like, hey, guy, don't go to this guy's place. The dog will piss on you.
That's what I thought was going to be.
No.
Good for you, Garen.
Thank you. That's good. It's good news.
That is good news.
Great.
That's great news. Man, ain't that news. Ain't that good
that
news.
News?
Man, ain't that news. Mm-hmm.
Is that from Newsies?
What musical is that from? It's not Newsies. But Ellie, what's
that
from?
That good news. That's Guys and Dolls?
That's Guys and Dolls, yeah. Man, ain't that good. Man, ain't that news. Sit down, you're not going to vote. Different song, musical.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
All right, Garen, you saw Mission Impossible. You saw Sinners for the fifth time, I'm told?
Fourth time. Yeah, that's what I did on my birthday.
Happy birthday, Garen.
But you saw Friendship, right?
No.
Oh, you have? Oh, I thought you saw it.
No. Hmm. I wanted to. Is it good? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
Is it good?
It's really funny.
Okay, yeah. I want to see it.
That's Paul Rudd and Tim Robinson?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I took Zoe and I went, and we laughed a lot.
Great. That's what you wanted out of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
how does it relate to... Wait, isn't it similar to another one that just came out recently?
I don't know.
Oh, God. People were comparing it to something.
What are they comparing it to, Garrett?
I don't know now. I'm not going to think of it.
I mean, it feels like...
Oh, A Real Pain.
Oh, no.
It's just two guys who are friends, basically.
I mean, A Real Pain, they're cousins.
Yeah.
And they go to Poland.
Yeah, I don't know why they were comparing
this
it to that movie.
This is just two dudes living in the middle of America who are neighbors. I don't know.
Why would they compare
it
to that?
Tonally, it's very similar to I Think You Should Leave. Like, it feels like, even though Tim Robinson, he didn't write it or direct it, but it feels very Tim Robinson-y. Like, it's his sensibility, like, through and through, I would say.
Yeah, I want to see it.
So if you enjoy his comedy, you will enjoy it.
Okay. I don't know if I do or not, to be honest.
Okay.
Well, I like him.
Yeah.
So I'll like it.
Well, what do you know him of other than his comedy?
Traitors?
What?
Isn't no, he Traitors? I've seen him in something. I don't know what,
it was. But that would fall under comedy.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. I mean, I've never watched that show. I Think You Should Leave. I haven't watched that.
You should watch it.
But
it's
I've
fun.
Seen him in whatever else he did before that.
I know SNL?
He was in SNL?
He was on season, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, then, yeah. Yeah.
He did the great
Who are we talking about?
Tim Robinson?
Susan Sarandon's ex-husband.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if it's redemption, Tim Robinson. Yeah.
Shakespeare in the Park.
Very nice.
Did you ever see the Round Ball Rock sketch where it's Jason Sudeikis and Tim Robinson as John Tesh and his brother, and they're pitching the theme song for the NBA on NBC to NBC Sports.
I think
that does sound familiar.
You know that song, right? That's the song. But the premise of the sketch is that there were lyrics to it.
Sure.
And Tim Robinson's the one who's like singing. He's like insisting that there be lyrics to the song, and he's singing it. And they're like, I don't know. Maybe we should try it without the lyrics. He's, no, you got to have those lyrics. And it's just, he just, basketball, give me the ball because I'm going to dunk it. And it's fucking great. One of my
faves. I do remember that.
Well, Garrett, it sounds like you had a great weekend.
I did fly through the back half of Four Seasons.
Oh.
Like, the first two didn't hook me. The third one did, and then I couldn't.
Then you're in.
I couldn't stop. Yeah,
you're all in.
Same happened to Elise and me. We just, once you get going, it's like, did you watch it too, Elise?
I have not watched Four Seasons yet.
I have not either.
It's fun. It's worth it.
All right.
Yeah. Give it two episodes.
I'll give it zero.
I like it. Oh, the air conditioning is definitely on.
Oh, it's definitely on.
It's great.
And it makes it worse because I've been sweating for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, now we're getting...
And now we're cold.
That's all right. You know what? I'll take it.
But
Ellie, go up there and tell him to turn it down.
How funny would that be?
Excuse me.
It's going to be really uncomfortable. Really cold. Which means one of two things. They either did something about it, or it got so hot in the hallway.
Right.
It
that it finally, off. Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Look
well,
out
it's
there.
Not supposed to be that hot today, like only 80. So,
yeah.
But
that's the thing. If it gets actually crazy hot, which it will eventually this summer, that's better for us because then the hallway will be warm enough to kick the heat.
So we'll get some AC in, and we can, except for Jimmy, who will, I guess, wear a
I will not
house
care
coat.
For it. I will have a robe on.
I didn't tell you guys this, but I did put a space heater
in the hallway. Hey, that's just smart.
Right underneath it.
On a stool. That was the way I was going to do it.
Yeah, pointing up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, you got a stool. Go straight up with it. Mm-hmm. Garen, I've taken Nightmare on Elm Street right out of your hands.
Yeah, you did.
What did you go with?
I'm going to go with Nightbreed.
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 Clive Barker film.
Okay. Did you want to make a guess that maybe Matt said?
Well, I figured that he was just looking at a list of movies that start with N and saw Nightmare on Elm Street and was like, that's too easy. And then the next one. He saw the one before it, which was Nightbreed, and he decided to go with that one.
All right.
It's true. It is alphabetically first.
Yeah. Yeah,
of those two.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's two more out there that are very... very strong choices.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of strong choices, Elliot Hochberg is
hello
behind Video Village with the new nickname of the Minor Annoyance,
mm-hmm.
And a new font on the.
I thought it was appropriate signage. For the name. Yeah.
It's an annoying font, if that's what you mean.
Yeah. Not only that, it didn't have enough N's. The font didn't have enough N's, so I had to make one of my own.
Oh, I thought that was just because.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Maybe the other font was too wide. This one's.
Oh no! I specifically chose this because of the name.
I like it. I think it looks good.
Yeah.
I got no problem with it.
I have one of those marquee things at home, and we have a font pack that is, I think this is true, basically like the Nightmare on Elm Street font. Nightmare Before Christmas font. Sure. You know that font?
I'm sort of familiar
with it. Picture the poster.
It's not that far off from this.
Yeah, that's what made me think of it.
But here's what's actually annoying is that I don't know if it looks this way to you, but on camera here, the reflections make it so that a lot of the letters are not visible.
Yeah. That sucks.
Oh, wait, there it goes.
Now that I can see the ends, I don't like it. I couldn't. Your head was blocking them before. So can you move back?
Sure. Feel better?
Much better.
I'm here for you, Matt.
I got no problem with that sign. Yeah.
You like the ends? What the ends? Just a different. What are those?
It's just no. It's a different font. I'm just saying it didn't come with enough ends to make. It only came with three ends, I guess, and I needed four, so I turned an I into an N.
Which
with
one?
With Sharpie marker.
The second of the ends in the annoyance. Oh, the first one.
This one. Yeah.
Oh, I would have guessed the second one.
I was trying to, and the spacing. That's what bothers me.
It's a long word. It's
long word. That's better, actually, now that you've done that.
Well, good luck to you, Elliot.
Thank you.
Elliot, what did you and Irma do anything of import over the weekend?
Nothing of import. We had a nice, casual, calm weekend. We did end up going to Costco. No story there.
Impossible.
Really? We've heard your other quote unquote stories.
No, there's nothing. There's literally nothing.
If you're saying there's nothing,
there is really nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. No samples that you tried.
I don't like to have the samples.
Pardon me?
I'm afraid of them somehow.
What really? Are you afraid of? The deliciousness?
Everybody's touching them and.
Nobody's touching them.
Sometimes they are,
actually.
Nobody's
touching them.
I've seen it touching.
The person making them is.
Pretzels.
Well, all right. Here's what I will say that did happen and is not interesting. For the first time at a Costco, and there weren't that many people there, actually. This was, Memorial Day weekend, and we weren't sure if it was a good idea or not. But we got there real early, maybe 9:45, opens at 9. Not that many people. Parking's easy. It's great, even though it was Memorial Day weekend. In fact, the people who were there clearly were there to get their Memorial Day weekend stuff and get the fuck out of there.
Nobody's browsing big screen TVs.
Nope.
Yeah.
So that part was nice, but then...
Did you look at generators?
Did not look at generators.
All right.
Can I just point out, and Elliot, I apologize for stepping on your segment.
Sure.
But every time Elliot has a story like that, we give him shit for it. And the one time he doesn't, we force a story out of him.
I felt myself doing it, and I'm like, why am I pressing him on this?
We put him under the lights
and
demanded he tell us something that happened.
Did you get a tire inflator? What'd you get?
No. But I did get bumped into twice by other patrons, which has not happened before, even though I thought it would.
Are we supposed to guess who those people are?
No. It was nice people. They apologized, but it was one of those things where whenever it is, we were there for a little while, and then it got busier, and that's when the bumping happened. So I've said this on the podcast before, came in with a strategy. If we're going to just kind of wander around, I don't want to use the cart. Let's wander around, figure out what's cool and what we want, then go get the cart.
Smart.
That way we don't have a lot of traffic.
Free and easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, figure out what's cool first.
Look, Costco, they got a lot of stuff there. They got discounts.
Maybe a portable fan.
Could be a portable fan. I did take a picture of a fan that might work for our purposes, although now that this is working, probably don't need it.
This seems to be working okay right now.
Yeah, right? So it wasn't a big deal, but I do get when a place like that gets crowded, and we're essentially vehicles now because we've got these giant shopping carts that Costco has. I do feel like people are going to bump into me. I don't want to get in people's way, that whole thing. And so I did actually get bumped. The lady was very apologetic. Oh, I'm so sorry, which is fine. And I didn't freak out. But there's a part of me that
wanted to murder her.
Yeah. Probably.
Wow.
I'm sure they crossed your mind for a second.
I mean, a split second.
How does it not?
A fraction of a fraction.
I'll tell you this. I have a doctor's office. No surprise. I think you could throw a dart anywhere in the city. One of my doctors is literally a 1 minute walk from that Costco.
Okay.
I assume you went to the one.
Marina Del Rey.
In Marina. Yeah.
Yes.
And I arrived there. There was no traffic the last time I went to that doctor, and I got there way too quickly. And so I was like, oh, I'll go kill time at Costco.
Sure.
And so I go to walk in, and they're checking IDs that day.
They're doing it. It's a big deal now.
They are really checking them.
Yeah.
And so I don't have one. I was literally just walking in here to kill 20 minutes because of traffic. I got here too soon. And so I get turned away. I then try to go literally 4 feet the other direction, hoping that the group of people would be like a block for me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would go in, and the other person's like, sir, you got your pet. Oh, shit. So then what I decided to do is I walked out, and I walked in, and they go, sir. And I go, got to return. And I just kept walking. I'm holding nothing.
Oh, sure. Wow.
Nobody stopped me. But it goes to, if you walk into a concert, like, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I've got to return. I'm holding nothing.
So if there are two things you can say that are legitimate that I don't, maybe return is a third thing, but pharmacy and alcohol, they cannot limit people's, they can't charge a fee for you to buy alcohol. So you can go in and buy alcohol at a Costco in California.
I did not know that, but I like this pharmacy aspect.
And the pharmacy, so with the pharmacy thing, you can buy stuff at the pharmacy, but they are allowed to give discounts to members for pharmacy stuff. But the pharmacy, I think maybe the eye stuff as well, you can go in and just do that. So you could say, I'm going to the pharmacy.
Going to the eye doctor.
Yep.
What's fascinating is that, and that's a strong word, obviously.
I warned you all.
They're checking at the door, presumably, so that people don't just wander in and eat the free samples, right? Because otherwise, they still check your ID when you're paying, and if you don't have the card, you can't buy.
I guess that's what I'm confused about. Why are you IDing me on the way in?
It's gotta
because
be
let me wander about and then fill up my dolly, and then go, oh, where's your ID? Oh, I don't have one. Oh, sir, you have to become a member if you want to buy this, and then you've got me.
Right.
Why are you stopping me?
So we researched this because
there's been research on this.
It came up that they were checking IDs because a friend of mine is like a rabid Costco guy. And it's because they get so crowded, people complain.
Oh, so you know what? Fair.
Makes sense.
But what if I don't know if I want to become a member? I've been hearing my whole life about this place.
I think you actually can go to the counter where they do memberships and say, I'm
get a guest pass.
Can I get a guest pass? I think you can.
Jesus. You know what? Here's what I do.
Can I get a fast pass for the lines?
Lightning Lane, Costco.
I just, you know what? I do my return.
I still, if I'm the manager of that Costco, I don't want you wandering around eating my free samples.
I mean, I'm with Jimmy. It's like a market. Sample. It's a marketing thing.
I mean, nobody. I don't know if the Bugles are that.
You gotta protect the Bugles.
Well, they got some PETA with some stuff.
Not
on
my
it.
Funny fucking choice of word. We don't need to really go into what they're sampling, Elliot.
Now, what
I said
they actually
Bugle
have.
For humor.
Triscuit.
I know you're a Costco guy, you and Irma. Don't shut the fuck up about it. I said Bugle for humor. They look like little horns.
And as we know, Jimmy.
Every guy's got a horn.
Yeah.
Man.
If you bite the tip off it, you can blow through it.
Sure. Yeah, don't bite the tip off.
Put a tiny scoop of ice cream in there, too, if you want to.
Sure. Yeah,
it's like put them on your fingers and be Freddy Krueger.
You could do that. Yeah. I took it right from you. You won't let it drop.
I know.
You won't let it drop. All right, what do you got?
What's your Jimmy?
How's your new roommate feel about the aesthetic of that apartment, by the way?
He likes it, I guess.
He can't. That can't possibly be true.
He's got a door. Close it.
Every guy's got a door, man.
Hey.
All right, what's your guess?
I mean,
okay, here's the thing.
I don't think I'm going to match Matt because I think that Nightmare on Elm Street is going to be it. Yeah. So I'm going to pick the one sci-fi I could come up with, which was Night of the Comet.
You went sci-fi?
Yeah, because I just wanted to say it because I like sci-fi.
Now, I will not give you the two that I think are winners.
Mm-hmm.
The other two solid ones because you're going to give us the fans.
Yeah.
But, Garen, is there anything in the chat? Do we have any guesses in the chat?
Yeah.
It'll take about 30 seconds after you say that for them to start chiming in.
So, but I can still play the music.
Sure. There's a couple of people who said Nosferatu.
That was one of the three?
Sure.
So that was one of the other big ones. I think there's three obvious. Nosferatu, Nightmare on Elm Street, and?
There's Night Watch, but I don't think that's obvious.
That's not the other one that I have.
No, that is not the one that I think it could actually be the one that Matt picks.
I mean, it's possible.
It's horror?
The one I have is horror.
Yeah.
And maybe I should have picked it, but
it's the one with Bill Paxton, right?
I don't think so.
Movie?
I am not.
No, that's Near Dark. Near Dark.
I am not. Yes, that's one of the big three. Near Dark.
should I say the one?
Why don't we see where the fans land?
Sure.
Where it lands on the fans list?
It is on their list.
And Garen, anything else in the chat, or is that it? Just the
Night of the Living Dead.
Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Oh, I forgot about that. Night of the Comet's fantastic movie, by the way.
You like it?
I love that movie.
You love movies. You're like Doug Benson when it comes to movies. You love them.
Night of the Comet actually gave me nightmares as a teen.
Is that right? Who's in it, please? Refresh my memory. My brain is not pulling this up at all.
I don't know. Garen?
I'm trying. There's
all
no
I know,
stars in it, necessarily.
It made me think about... like a nuclear apocalypse, even though that's not what it was about. It kind of was tangentially similar to that.
Right.
Do you know who Kelly Maroney is?
No.
Do you know who Catherine Mary Stewart is?
Yes.
She's in it.
Catherine Mary Stuart Masterson.
You would recognize Carrie Catherine
Stewart, Master Elizabeth Master Antonio. And Robert Beltran.
Oh, that's you would recognize Robert Beltran.
He was in Star Trek Voyager. He was Chakotay.
Yeah.
He's a piece of shit.
Oh, in the movie?
Whoa. In real life.
Oh
boy.
He's a piece of shit.
Shots fired. Did not
What's his name?
Robert Beltran.
Oh boy, we got trouble with Beltran.
Beltran.
Yeah.
Beltran.
He's like
Beltran.
A racist Beltran. Or something. Karen's not right wing.
I saw, say her name for me, Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio. Is that her name?
That's one of them.
I saw her coming down from, I assume, her house up in the hills on in my second week of living here.
Oh.
I was driving on Laurel Canyon, going from the valley to the, and I saw her. She was at the stoplight, and it was one of those things like, you're in Hollywood now. You see them everywhere.
Welcome to town.
Yeah.
Welcome to town indeed.
What happened to her?
That's a good question.
I always loved her.
Like, she was great.
Even growing up as a kid, I liked her, which just seems weird because she's such
it is
a,
weird.
Like, she's not like a huge star.
She's calling me now. I don't know what this is. I'm going to say that. That is
spam.
Spam, yeah. All right, give us the fans then.
All right. So, okay, here we go. Neon Demon.
Neon Demon.
You see, Garen's nodding.
Are some of these unsealed DVDs at your house?
Probably. That's a Nicholas Rifen movie.
Is that a Rifen?
Is that the guy who did Drive?
It's got Rifen written all over it.
Yeah, that's a Rifen project.
This seems like one that Garen would know. Nightmare in Wax?
I don't know that
one. Oh, okay. Feels like it's right up your alley, just based on the title.
Probably.
No One Will Save You.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
That's a good movie. That's where there's very little dialogue, and it's an alien invasion.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Good. It's on Hulu. That's a really good movie.
Okay. Necromantique, I'm going to say. It's got like, some Ks in there.
Yeah, that's a foreign movie I've never seen.
Okay. Now, this one, I think...
suggesting that's a foreign film.
This one seems controversial to me. I'm not sure if it fits into either category. Neverending Story. That seems like a fantasy to me.
I think that's pretty fantasy. Squarely fantasy.
Yeah. So,
my life is just a fantasy.
Somebody said that in the chat, too, by the way.
Oh, Neverending Story?
Yeah. But they asked if it was like... No Escape, they also said. And Needful Things.
Mm. Oh, Needful Things is a good one.
Which I'm not sure if that was theatrical.
Oh, maybe not.
Yeah, I saw it in the theater.
Matt saw it.
I take it back.
So I'm going to throw in Night of the Demons, and then clearly somebody didn't understand, or maybe they did in a way that I can't align myself with. A Night at the Roxbury.
Maybe it was a horror for them to watch. Just as a horror for them.
A Nightmare at the Roxbury, really. Nope.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Near Dark.
Oh, Garrett mentioned that earlier.
And then these have all been mentioned. Night of the Living Dead, Nosferatu, and Nightmare on Elm Street. There's also 1984, which I think we decided number movies don't count somehow.
No, because it's not spelled that way.
With an N, right? And then Nemesis.
So there is a movie of 1984 then.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. It came out in... I think the Eurythmics had a song on the soundtrack.
Yeah.
I feel like I do remember it, but I think I might be... Sometimes I think I'm confusing it with Brazil. Was William Hurt in it?
I don't know.
I know who wasn't in it. Tom Cruise, which is what that woman who was on Family Feud said when she was asked a name of popular Tom Cruise movie.
There you go.
And she was just like, 1984.
Yep, no.
John Hurt, Richard Burton, John Hurt. Susanna Hamilton, and Cyril Cusack.
Yes. I always mix up their names, William and John.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then Nell is on here, too. Might as well mention it.
Nell, the movie with Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster film?
Living in the Woods?
I don't know if that's a
it's
horror
not a horror
film.
Movie.
This is what I'm saying.
On the list of sci-fi, when I looked it up, it also it included, and I don't, I guess one could argue that it has to be this, but I don't know, Night at the Museum.
Oh. I would call that fantasy. Isn't it like a magical thing that happens?
Yeah.
That
turns people, they come to horror. Life.
They come to life. That's magical, though. It's not based on like a ray.
Oh, you're saying is it sci-fi?
No, well, I'm telling you, horror. I'm telling you it's on every sci-fi list.
No, I don't.
I didn't see it, so what do I know? But it struck me as something magic caused them to come to life.
It's like
not
Jumanji
science.
Is not a sci-fi.
No.
To me, they're the same kind of movie, even though I guess maybe because Robin Williams is involved in
maybe.
Some way.
Maybe.
All right, Matt, give us some answers here.
All right, here we go. Bye. Yeah. Number five. My favorite movie on this list that I've seen. I haven't seen all these, but number five is Needful Things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Which I thought was great. I only saw it once, but it was genuinely very scary.
I don't know if I know that movie. What is this?
It's I think Bill Paxton directed it. Is that right?
Oh,
that's my boy.
And Kevin Bacon is in it. I think. I could be. Am I crazy? Am I Am I thinking of something else?
The kid from Footloose?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, this is the book. Hold on.
Oh, we don't want the book, Aaron.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been directed by anybody.
No, it was directed by Fraser Crane. Fraser C. Heston directed.
What the fuck am I thinking
of? Ed Harris, Max von Sydow, Bonnie Bedelia, J.T. Walsh, Amanda Plummer.
Okay, what am I thinking of? We'll figure that out. We'll figure that out later.
Oh, no, you're thinking of Frailty.
Frailty.
Oh, okay.
Bill Paxton directed Frailty. It's Matthew McConaughey. Kevin Bacon is in, it's that one where he's seeing a dead girl.
Yeah.
You're just confusing them too. No, it's a really good movie. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head.
That's not Flatliners, is
no.
it?
No, but he's in Flatliners.
Yeah, that's why I thought of it.
Anyway, Needful Things.
Forget, Stir of Echoes.
Stir of Echoes.
Oh, very good.
Forget what I said. I've never seen Needful Things, it turns out. Got all excited for no reason. Number four, my new favorite movie on this list. Near Dark.
Okay.
Catherine Bigelow, vampire movie.
That's nice. My friend George Clooney's in that. Is that the one?
No, that's from Dusk Till Dawn.
How's that? Is that
Near Dark?
Doesn't apply to this.
No, but Near Dark might have Bill Paxton in it.
It does.
Yeah.
Is Lance Henriksen? Bill Paxton date?
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. You've never seen From Dusk Till Dawn?
No, I've seen. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tarantino film.
Near Dark is like an '80s.
Movie, yeah.
Tarantino was in it.
He produces it.
He wrote half of it.
The second half.
Near Dark is like an 80s low-budget vampire movie. It's good.
All right.
Number three, Night of the Living Dead.
Okay. Oh, there it is.
Glad I didn't pick that.
Never seen it. Number two, I maybe saw the original, did not see the new one. Nosferatu.
Nosferatu, okay. See? I told you there's three hot ones, and that means I've won the money.
Number one, if it's my actual favorite on this list, because who doesn't love it? A Nightmare on Elm
Street. Hey! There we go. Give me the money! I'm in the money!
Second win in a row, and second win of the day by record.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, look at that. And I had the con with M.
Yep.
Oh, we went back and forth?
Yeah.
Yep.
So now I have it for O.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a clue. It will not be on Golden Pond.
Damn it, that was my only guess.
I know. It's scary.
I was M.
I was M.
No.
Wait. Yeah, I think I got it from
M. Oh, I was L then?
Yeah.
You were L, yes.
Yeah, because I went second, and I think...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Was it Chris Witowski? Who was it? No, it was... Yeah, it was Chris.
Yeah, it was Witowski.
Maybe somebody.
Somebody knocking, Gary. Hey.
Are you?
Yeah, come on. We are, but
is this any better?
It's
much better. Yes.
What did you do?
I lowered it.
Oh, great!
Brilliant.
It wasn't working.
Worked like a charm.
It's working wonderfully.
Yeah, we would have come and thanked you, but we were just in the.
Do
middle.
You feel it?
Yeah.
It's much different.
Yeah,
okay. Night and day. Thank you so much.
To check
awesome.
Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
All right.
That's the
that's tall.
One of our landlords for those that are listening. Yeah. Checking in to make sure that the AC is working properly.
And it is.
And
five.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put that with the five I got earlier. And if I'm doing my math, that's 10.
I don't know. Well, why don't you count it, Jimmy? Let's see.
Okay. You know what? Let's take a look here.
Sure. Right.
Thank you for asking.
No problem.
I got 5, 10, 50. No, it's 20.
Whoa, wow. Congrats. Somebody's getting some McDonald's.
That's right. Oh, wow. I tell you what, buddy, 10 bucks ain't going to get you McDonald's in this day.
No, not really.
I
might.
I think you need 12 bucks. Or, unless you get that deal, that $6 deal.
Yeah.
Which is a crazy deal. You get 4 McNuggets, a sandwich, a drink, and fries.
Okay.
Great.
For like $6. Why don't you could have given me that deal without the McNuggets. I still think that's a good deal based on the other prices. So.
I mean, that used to cost less.
Yes.
When they used to do it, but still, it's not unreasonable.
I remember we used to get 2 cheeseburgers for 99 cents.
But, there you go.
Listen, times have changed, haven't they? Mm-hmm. Garen, go run after her and tell her it's too cold in here. all right, we got to go. I know this is a little shorter episode, but I'm going to Texas this week, and you just you get the live update along with me. The ticket sales in Plano not looking great. again, the meet and greet will be easy breezy.
Yeah, so come and get Met and Gret.
Yeah, well, it's too late now. They've already...
it's going to be more of a hangout, sounds like.
No, it'll be a shake my hand and you keep moving.
Oh.
That's how these meet and greets are.
I was trying to entice anyone who might be on the fence about going to the show.
That's my goal as well.
Again, guys, this show's been over by 4 days.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, but not for the live listener.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Yeah.
Right? You think Jet Mouth is showing up?
Maybe. If he knows that it's going to be a real short line.
Oh, he did. He said that is a childhood nickname.
Oh, really? So even as a kid, he got on people's fucking nerves.
Jeffrey Chapman.
He's a good man.
And, yes, he is.
And I know that he will. I can make that joke, and he will laugh at it. Right?
That's a great nickname, though.
What's that?
That is a good nickname.
Jetmouth?
Jetmouth.
Yeah, it's very cartoony. I like it a lot.
I mean, if you're gonna if you're gonna have a nickname that kind of insults you, at least have Jet in it.
Yeah,
because that's cool. Jets are cool.
It's that song by Paul McCartney and Wings.
Jet!
It's a good song.
It is a good song. It's like two songs.
It is like two songs. Yeah. As is Band on the Run's like two songs, too.
Yeah, a lot of Wings has a two-song structure. Yeah.
Oh, is somebody else at the door again?
Last question.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
You guys aren't going to be here tomorrow. Can I enter with the AC guy?
I can't speak to that, Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we might. Ryan might be here in the other room, but yeah,
it's gonna be like early in the morning.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, come on in.
Great.
Whenever you need,
awesome.
Take whatever you need.
No worries. Take whatever you need.
We come in. If there's the cameras are missing, you said
take whatever I need. I needed some cameras.
I guess I meant some of the Oreos. Some of the 4,000 Oreos that we have.
That's a good point.
We have a lot of Oreos.
Yeah, some we haven't tasted yet.
So we have not tasted
Oreo.
All right, we got to go.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you for subscribing. That was an attempt at a sentence. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for supporting the program. Truly does mean a lot to us. So on behalf of the Pop Goals, he's looking over there. He's got the roommate. No, that's Garen Carr.
Hey.
Behind Video Village, he went to Costco and had nothing to say about it. Elliot Hochberg, looking over there. There's the Honcho Met Bell Nap. I'm Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, Gone, Not Forgotten.